With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. A newly released video of a refugee stabbed by a man may be problematic for the Democratic candidates before the midterms. Here's Bernie Bennett.
The viral video shows the fatal stabbing of 23-year-old Ukrainian refugee Irina Zaruska on a Charlotte, North Carolina light rail, allegedly by a homeless repeat offender. It's being portrayed as politically devastating for Democrats ahead of the 2026 midterms. President Trump on Monday condemned the deadly stabbing of the Ukrainian woman after the gruesome video of the attack was released over the weekend. Critics claim the mainstream media hid the reporting of the video for days to protect the Democrats' criticism of the federal crackdown on urban crime. Bernie Bennett, Washington.
Officials in Illinois and Massachusetts spent the weekend raising objections to President Trump potentially sending federal troops into their states to deal with out-of-control crime. It's a much different story in Louisiana. Attorney General Liz Merle says the sight of troops on the streets of New Orleans or Baton Rouge would hardly startle local residents.
You know, we've seen it before. We saw it, frankly, we saw it in January after the terrorist attack. The National Guard's job is essentially to help manage civil problems inside the state. And when you federalize them, you essentially say that the federal government's going to pick up the check. They are working to establish law and order in the streets after a hurricane, and we can do that here, too, if we have crime that's out of control in a city.
Louisiana's attorney general was interviewed on the Salem News program this week on Capitol Hill with Tony Perkins. Getting to be a problem in sports, spitting at an opponent, Jalen Carter, the Philadelphia Eagles, lost himself a chance to play in the season opening game. Florida's Brendan Bett gave South Florida a 15-yard gift on its drive that decided the win. This is SRN News. A battle over transgenderism in Australia.
If you say that a man is a man, you can be punished in that country. Carolee Smith, who works for a feminist group called Binary Australia, has been found guilty of, quote, vilifying two men who are playing on women's soccer teams and has been ordered to pay a fine of $200,000. Smith made the social media post warning of the danger posed to women forced to compete against men and pointing out that, quote, the top goal scorer in the NSW Women's League is a man. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The names of experts appointed to an Olympic committee looking at transgenderism ahead of the 2028 Los Angeles Olympics are not being revealed. IOC's first female president, Kirsty Coventry, promised such a panel when she was elected earlier in the year. U.S. Olympic and Paralympic Committee has banned men from playing against women in all Olympic sports. This is SRN News. A train bus crash in Mexico. At least 8 people are dead.
Authorities were still working at the site of the accident in an industrial area with large warehouses and factories. One video on social media platforms showed the bus in heavy traffic, slowly moving across the train tracks when the fast-moving train suddenly appeared out of frame, ramming the bus at its midpoint. There were no visible crossing gates or other signals. Just prior to the crash, cars could be seen crossing the tracks as traffic advanced. Authorities say the accident with the double-deck bus took place northwest of Mexico City. I'm Haya Pinjwani.
Nepal's government has lifted its ban on social media platforms after violent street protests in which 19 people were killed. Police opened fire on demonstrators protesting a government attempt to regulate social media that blocks some of the world's largest platforms, including Facebook, X, and YouTube. More details at srnnews.com.